Welcome back to another console review. This time I'm with Super Albert. Yeah, and we're going to do a spoiler discussion for Secret Invasion episode 6. That's the final episode, and at the end we're also going to discuss about, you know, what this means for the MCU going forward. Yeah. That's pretty much it, I guess. Let's get started with it. Again, it's a spoiler discussion, so if you haven't watched Secret Invasion, go watch it first, and then come back. Yeah. I'll say this though. It's not the best series.
It literally, have you seen the Rotten Tomatoes score for the last episode?
I did not. How much was it?
16%.
16?
That is the lowest any MCU related project have been.
So. Yeah, alright. 16? Man. No, it's not going to be that low.
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, it's rough, man. Like, episode 6, it's just kind of whatever. I guess it's, like, half the episode is just Gaia acting to be Nick Fury, you know, with all the coughing and such like that. And then, what is it? She brought that vial, the harvest, right, as they call it.
The harvest, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's pretty... I don't get it, though. Like, so they put all those DNA in one vial.
In one vial, like that, and I somehow guess, right? They're able to extract it and put it to Skrulls.
Yeah. Wouldn't that get, like, mixed up? You know?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know yeah. What this. You know what that reminds me of, and what the final fight reminds me of. You watch Ben 10?
Oh yeah, that's Kevin 11.
Kevin 11.
Yeah. Yeah. So, once Gaia got her Super Skrull form, man, it's so wacky to see her with Drax's arm. That bicep is as big as her head.
Yeah,
I mean,
and also the arms look very short. Body. I don't know why.
I mean, she's shorter.
Yeah.
So they gotta make the arms, you know, as short as her, so it's proportional, I guess. But it just makes it really weird. Yeah. That whole fight is just, it's just pretty supposed to be hype, I guess, but it ends up just being pretty mid. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, for me, the show has been very underwhelming, right? It's been a very underwhelming show. I've been very disappointed with everything, and everything leading up to that fight. It was...
Okay.
I think we've said this in multiple episodes. It's weirdly directed. It's weirdly edited. It's like, it's very weird. It's like, it's something feels off the whole time. So that when the fight happens, at that point, I'm like, oh, I don't care. Like, this is supposed to be cool or something. I just don't care. And, like, when they reveal, oh, no, it's Gaia, it's not Nick Fury, oh! I'm like, I don't care
at that
point.
Yeah. That's true.
They haven't earned it, so, yeah. And it's ironic, like, this is supposed to be, though, we talk about prior to the show, this is going to be the most grounded MCU show. And the final sequence is literally anime. So it was for Kevin 11 versus Kevin 11. So, yeah.
Yeah. Our expectation going in is going to be like a Winter Soldier espionage type of movie. It did not end up being that. So I guess that's also plays a huge factor into our disappointment so far for Secret Invasion. Yeah. There's also that whole Nick Fury bits in the hospital. It's so all I can say from Secret Invasion is that I want more Sonya Falsworth. Yeah, I think she's good.
Olivia Colman's really good.
She's one of the better characters in this whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even better than Nick Fury, probably, or at least on the same level. Yeah. What is it? I guess it's. It's kind of weird that how, what's his name, when they're negotiating, like, at gunpoint, and then Skrull suddenly decided, Rhodes, fake Rhodes decided to disarm Sonya Falsworth. It's like, You just outed yourself as a Skrull.
It's such a weird choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's again, the script is bad. The directing doesn't help at all as well, because the directing is it's very boring and very badly directed and edited. So like that whole sequence, it's a non-tense. It's supposed to be tense. It's non-tense. I'm like, Nick Fury's not gonna die. He's gonna be fine. They're not gonna kill Sonya.
We saw the Marvel trailer already. He knows he's there. We know he's there.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. I didn't even consider that. But yeah, like they're not gonna kill the president. He's fine. Rhodes gonna bite the dust. That's it.
Yeah. So we all know what's going to happen to the characters. So there's really no tension at all.
Yeah.
They probably should have released the Marvel trailer like after this episode aired, you know.
Or like hide Fury at least.
Yeah, or
you can release a trailer, but don't show Fury. But also, it's kind of, someone pointed this out. This last episode, there was no confrontation between Gravik and Nick Fury at all, because it's like Gaia. So like that's
true.
Interesting choice, and I think that not the best choice, obviously, because I think a real confrontation between Gravik and Fury would have been good.
It's like, what's his name? Nick Fury, the main character. He's going off to the minion, and our second, like, sidekick, their Gaia, is the one going after the main character, the main villain, which is like a weird choice, I would say.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like other stuff that, like, nitpicky stuff that I have, like, again, going back to that fight. Because I think we saw Drax, we saw Groot's power, we saw Hulk, we saw Captain Marvel power, which is so OP. I don't know what they're gonna do with Gaia, but I don't know what they're gonna do with Gaia, by the way, in the future, and we'll get to that because like she's so powerful.
Mantis. She's too OP at this point.
And there is the one that doesn't make sense to me, because this is supposed to be DNA, right? One of them was it called Ebony Maw? It's like. I don't know.
Telekinesis lives in your DNA, apparently. All right.
Yeah. It's like a sorcerer too, like or something. Ebony Maw. So,
yeah. It's not like you can take Doctor Strange DNA and just suddenly you know the mystic arts. You know.
Yeah.
It's weird that telekinesis is part of DNA. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just like a nitpick in addition to all the other stuff that's very problematic with the show.
Yeah. Why do you think Gaia doesn't turn buff like Gravik Skrull form?
They want to keep they want to make sure people know it's Emilia Clarke still.
They CG the Skrull, right? Not prosthetic.
I think during that fight it might have been CG. Other times it's prosthetic. Whenever it's like the real actual person, you can tell. But yeah,
I'm guessing Emilia Clarke just doesn't want to use prosthetic for the Skrulls. That's why she doesn't turn into a Skrull much.
I don't know. I don't think she have an issue with it. Maybe. I don't think. Also, this is like a weird character choice, I guess, for Emilia. And I don't know if this is the director's choice or Emilia's choice. I'm assuming it's the writers and directors. But Gaia as a character, she have lazy eyes, and like she's it seems like that she's always so tired and don't care. And so whenever I'm watching her character, she's like, oh, she doesn't want to be here. Like, why should I care then?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Well, and Emilia is like the most bubbly person in real life. If you've seen her interviews and everything, it's like exact character flip of her. Like,
opposite,
why do you cast her at that point? Even though I understand that, like. Like I get like Daenerys is nothing like Emilia Clarke, but it showcases her personality at least. And this one I feel like doesn't.
Yeah, she's just kind of like very neutral. Yeah. All right. Is anything else you want to say on episode 6 before we go into like the more future stuff?
What do you think of them killing off another Marvel villain? Gravik is dead.
I think it's kind of. I don't think they should have killed off Gravik. It's like
they have potential to grow him. But
it has potential, especially with how it ended with Ritson, the president, right, wanting to attack all the non-humans kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like Gravik could have lived and has, you know, he's a super Skrull too, so he got powers, and he could have led the Skrulls to like an all-out war kind of deal. That would be cool to see. Yeah. Missed opportunity, that killing off Gravik, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Also, now that I think about it, I don't think Drax was ever on Earth, is he? Oh, I guess, never mind. Endgame, final fight. That's the only time. Endgame. I was like, how did they get Drax's DNA? I was like trying to think. But yeah, no,
they got Groot as well. So.
Well, Groot was in Wakanda.
Yeah. Right. I forgot. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, I forgot to mention. So, this is my guess, all right?
Uh-huh.
I think that the real Rhodes has been in captive since Civil War, because he is in a gown, on a hospital gown.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Yeah, I think that's probably what that is, because his hostage buddy was in a hospital gown, but I don't know when else it could have been where he's in that costume.
And it makes sense,
because he couldn't walk.
He couldn't. And he's unconscious as well, I'm guessing, right after the surgery.
Yeah,
or
unconscious
in the hospital.
Yeah.
Perfect opportunity to take his place. Yeah. But that means, remember, so after Civil War, everything after that is not Rhodes. Mm-hmm. Rhodes crying over Tony's death, that's not Rhodes.
Which sucks.
Him in the funeral, that's not Rhodes. That sucks.
And it also sucks to think about, like, so this real Rhodes, he doesn't even know Tony's dead.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I hope, if we're talking about future, I hope they at least address that in Armor Wars, because I know he's going to be a big part of it. But they have to address so much in Armor Wars, because again, this Rhodes has been... He doesn't know about the blip. He doesn't know anything. He's like, where is Steve? Why are you Captain America?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, I like that. Am I cutting in? I'm sorry. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. That Rhodes has just been out. The real Rhodes has just been out. It's a very weird choice.
I have a feeling they did not think this through. They definitely did not plant the seeds. They definitely did not consider this when they were making Infinity War Endgame. They definitely did this on the spot when they're planning up Secret Invasion. And they're like, who can we pick? Rhodey. So then that's what happens.
I'm surprised that like Kevin Feige or someone did not interfere, you know, with their decision on that. It's just very weird, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, I guess Everett Ross, I also don't know when he was. I want to say at least around Wakanda Forever time, probably.
But oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I don't know when else. Well, it's definitely not Black Panther, because he got hurt in Black Panther. And if we know anything about Skrulls, if they hurt, they transform or show their part of their skin a bit. And in Black Panther, he was literally brought to Wakanda to get operated. So definitely not during then. So it's sometime afterwards. And I want to say maybe after or before. I don't know. Probably after.
I'm guessing it's probably after Wakanda Forever. Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, I guess that's pretty much that for Secret Invasion Episode 6, the discussion on that one. Let's go into the future, the MCU, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically what the present did, it sets up a lot of things. It sets up probably Harrison Ford being the new president later on.
Yeah. He's gonna play Thunderbolt Ross. He's replacing William Hurt.
Right, yeah. And that means he got full authority to make the Thunderbolts, right? Mm. And also it makes sense, I guess, now with that with the new Captain America title, Brave New World. It makes sense. And fair. I feel like Captain America movies, they can be, you know, somewhat political.
Because the I don't know if that's we right know word. Yeah, we know the villain of that is going to be the leader who is played by Tim Blake Nelson from The Incredible Hulk. We know he's reprising his character, so he's gonna be the villain, and he's like a genius level intellect kind of character. So yeah, I definitely feel like it's gonna be more sci-fi a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it also sets up Armor Wars for sure.
Armor Wars. Although again, like I said, they gotta clean stuff up. I don't know what they're trying to set up with Olivia Colman and Emilia Clarke teaming up. My guess, if I were to guess, it's going to be the same thing as all the other MCU setup that's not going to lead to anything. Eros in the Eternals, Hulk's son in She-Hulk, what's it called? Hercules, aka in Thor Love and Thunder. But I don't know what are they gonna set up with her and her arc. Again, she's overpowered. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do with that arc?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. Like as of now, Emilia Clarke is the most powerful character in MCU. Not even close. Like if you want to argue, I guess Captain Marvel. But right now, Captain Marvel got that whole shtick with the location swapping. With the other three.
And Emilia Clarke have Captain Marvel's powers. That's a thing.
That as well, yeah.
Other powers too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's too... Yeah. If Gravik is alive, he would at least kind of counter that, in a sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that.
Nick Fury's next appearance is in the Marvels. We know that. The ending of this, where he decided to go to Saber with his wife. So I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of setup leading up to the Marvels. But I also have a feeling it probably won't. This is my feeling is that this is going to be the same situation as Elizabeth Olsen Wanda's from WandaVision to Multiverse of Madness. There is a jarring character change from that two stories, because Sam Raimi or whoever, I forgot who wrote it, Jeff Loveless, is it? Or is it? No, Michael Waldron wrote it. They did not read or watch WandaVision, and they're like, okay, just do something with Wanda. I have a feeling that they don't watch Secret Invasion and they just do something with Nick Fury. And that's going to irritate me so much. And I know it's going to irritate a lot of fans as well.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's not the case. I don't know about that, man.
Also, maybe we'll see Priscilla in Saber in the Marvels. I don't know.
I don't think we will. She said she got work to do in Earth, right? Yeah.
Fair. By the way, I don't know if this is a hot take or not. Mm-hmm. Priscilla's character is the most useless character in the show. Their romance does nothing to the show. There is nothing important or crucial that affect the characters with that romance. It doesn't do anything.
Because Nick Fury, in the end, is pretty much still the same character. I feel like it doesn't change him or anything too much. Yeah.
Yeah. The romance is useless. So. Yeah.
And even like the bit of backstory for Nick Fury, mostly, it's like, it's all right, I guess. In fact, it just kind of lessen his... achievements, I guess, because it's all the Skrulls that did it.
All the Skrulls that did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I want to ask this: Do you like the which MCU time? Not MCU timeline. More like which one do you prefer more as of now? The multiverse thing that they're going with, or the more grounded stuff? Like, quote unquote grounded with stuff happening on Earth storyline. Which one? I don't know. Which one do you prefer more, I guess? I think you're going to somehow... I still don't... understand how they're going to relate, you know, kind of bring everything together, like how Endgame did it, Infinity War and Endgame.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
You don't think it will?
No, I think it's going to. If they're still sticking with the script where it's Kang Dynasty and then Secret Wars, I think that is the multiverse story, and I think the other story is going to conclude elsewhere. Like, I think whatever the Eternals arc is, I don't even know how Eternals fit into any of this. It's going to be its own thing. I think this one is going to be its own thing as well. I don't think the Secret Invasion arc is going to connect to the multiverse. So, yeah.
So you're saying that we'll be getting 3 endgames for 3 different story.
Yes, but I'm not. I'm saying that we are not going to get it on a event level kind of story. I think it's going to be concluded in a smaller movie or a TV show. I don't think it's going to be concluded in like a event team up kind of thing.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else to add on this?
No, I guess it's a mess. I don't know if this is going to set up anything, because it's such a mess. And it ruins a lot of stuff in the previous MCU canon. If you, again, with the Rhodey stuff, I don't like that at all. But yeah,
I don't think anyone did. Yeah.
Yeah. Rough. Bad show. Easily the worst of the MCU show.
The same level as She-Hulk.
You put it in the same level as She-Hulk? Okay, this is way in the bottom for me. Not even close, because I like She-Hulk. So.
All right. If you have nothing else to add, I guess that's about it for Secret Invasion. Just a whole wrap-up, I guess, on Secret Invasion and the future of the MCU. Yeah, whatever. MCU after Endgame hasn't been the same.
Yeah, it really hit or miss. It's been and yeah. Here's the thing, I feel like I'm one of the bigger MCU like supporter. Like, a lot of the projects that a lot of people say are miss, I like them. Like Eternals, I have stuff that I like from it. I still kind of like Black Widow. There's stuff that I like from Black Widow, even though I don't like the whole thing. The only one that I really, really like despise is Thor: Love and Thunder, Quantumania. That one I really despise, and then this one is like, whoa, I couldn't even stand it. So yeah, it's not. I feel like it's saying something because I'm like a big supporter. Yeah. So.
Well, you're soon losing it, I guess. Kevin Feige, do something, man. And I guess, yeah, with that, the console has reviewed, and we'll see you on the next one.